Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on patience, to have sabr and the virtues of patience. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, qadima Uyaynah ibn Hisn fanazala ala ibn akhihi al-Hur ibn Qais. Wa kana min al-nafar alladhina yudnihim Umar radiallahu anhu, wa kana al-qurra'u ashab majlisi Umar radiallahu anhu wa mushawaratihi كهولا كانوا أو شبانا. فقال عيينة لابن أخي: يا ابن أخي، لك وجه عند هذا الأمير، فاستأذن لي عليه. فاستأذن فأذن له عمر رضي الله عنه. فلما دخل قال: يا ابن الخطاب، فوالله ما تعطينا الجزل ولا تحكم فينا بالعدل. فغضب عمر رضي الله عنه حتى هم أن يوقع به. فقال له الحر: يا أمير المؤمنين، إن الله تعالى قال لنبيه: خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. وإن هذا من الجاهلين، والله ما جاوزها عمر حين تلاها، وكان وقافا عند كتاب الله تعالى. رواه البخاري. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه narrates that وينا ابن حسن رضي الله عنه came and stayed as a guest with his nephew الحر ابن قيس. So what happened here was the uncle, Uyaynah ibn Hisn, he came to stay with his nephew, Hur ibn Qais. And this Hur ibn Qais, as we see here, that he was very close with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So the nephew, Hur ibn Qais, was very, very close with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had a policy that anybody that was learned, had ilm in Quran, had ilm of deen, had knowledge, was very learned, he would keep him close to him, so that if he needed to make any mashwara, he'd make mashwara with these people that had knowledge. And whether the person was an old person or whether he was young, it didn't matter. But the fact that he had ilm, Umar radiallahu anhu would keep him very close. In other words, he had complete access to Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu would have access to them because they had knowledge of deen. So one lesson we learn from here is that when a person is making mashwara, he must make mashwara with people that are knowledgeable in that field where this person needs to make mashwara. For example, if it's something to do with a house, with architecture, then he'll make mashwara with an architect who knows about it. Or if it's something to do with structural engineering, then he'll contact the structural engineer. Or similarly, if it's something to do in the field of accounting, then he'll go and ask for an accountant. If it's something to do with deen, then he'll contact an alim, somebody who's got good knowledge, good grounding in deen, so he can get the correct information. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would keep these people close to them. So just to recap, Hazrat Uyaynah ibn Hisn was the uncle and Hur ibn Qais was the nephew. So the uncle now comes and he asks the nephew, he tells him that first the hadith mentions that those who were well versed in the Quran were part of the assembly, part of the mashura of Umar radiallahu anhu, and those whom he used to consult, irrespective of whether they were old or whether young. So Uyaynah said to his nephew, "Oh my nephew, you have a special relationship with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Obtain permission for me to see him. I want to see Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. You got that close, you are my nephew, you got that close relationship with him. I need permission to go and see him." So he's using his nephew as a means to get to see Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Obviously, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was a person that was accessible, but being the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was very busy at times. So therefore, he had to make a special point of asking his nephew to get permission for me to see him. So obtain permission for me to see him. He sought permission, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu granted it. When he entered, now when the uncle came, he entered, he said, he addressed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, "Yabn al-Khattab, O the son of Khattab, by Allah, you do not give us sufficient stipend, nor do you rule over us with justice." Imagine what a thing to come and tell the Amir al-Mu'mineen, because these are very serious things. You're telling him you're not giving enough stipends and you're not ruling with justice, meaning that you are attacking the credentials and the way of the Amir al-Mu'mineen. This can stir up a great fitna in the whole community, rebellion. It can create disunity in the Ummah by making such major bold statements like this. So therefore it upset Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that this person had made a statement like this. Umar radiallahu anhu became so angry that he thought of punishing him. Now Al-Hur, the nephew that was there, he saw the whole scene, that his uncle had come in and told Hazrat Umar like this. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu got so upset that the nephew can see this whole scene. So Al-Hur, who was a nephew, he said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah Ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Hold on to forgiveness. Command good and ignore the ignorant ones. And this is one of the ignorant ones. Allah Ta'ala told Rasulullah sallam, hold on to good. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. Command good. And وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Anybody that is ignorant, just turn away from him. Ignore him. And then Hazrat Hur radiallahu anhu, he mentioned Hazrat Umar that my uncle here, he's from amongst the ignorant ones. In other words, make amal on this ayat of the Quran that wa'arid anil jahilin, turn away, ignore him. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he did not proceed any further. He was one who adhered strictly to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it means is that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's tabiat was such, if that anybody had to put a verse of Quran in front of him, it doesn't matter how upset he was. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with such a braking system that immediately he'll stop in his track. This is what the Quran is saying, how can I even move 1 inch? Such a braking system he had, better than any braking system of any car of this world. How we got 0 or 100 to 0, some cars do it in 2 seconds and some do it in 3 seconds and 2.5 seconds. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, immediately, the moment Quran was presented in front of him, he wouldn't go one step further. It mustn't be such that I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So despite him being so upset, immediately he made sabr and he controlled himself. He didn't say anything. That Quran is telling me that I should turn away from the ignorant ones. How can I do anything further? So one thing we learn from here is that when we are faced with people that make us upset, then the easiest thing for us to do is just turn away, focus our attention, focus our mind to something else. It will save us from getting upset, and at the same time it will help us control ourselves, saying something wrong, upsetting somebody. And if many, many times it happens that when the person on the other side sees the akhlaq of a person that makes sabr and turns away and doesn't say anything, after a while that person also becomes his close friend. That this person, his akhlaq was so good, he could have saw me at that moment, he could have told me so many things at that moment, he just turned away, he didn't say anything. Now that person is won over by this person's akhlaq and this person's love, and he becomes now a bosom friend. So this is the quality and this is the magnetic effect that good akhlaq has. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Sabr is such a thing that medically also it helps a person. It saves him from getting his pressure up, from getting him all excited and getting him upset. And there's one incident of one alim that he came to the hospital to read to one patient. When he's reading for the patient, the doctor is telling him as though that, you know what, I'm treating this patient, I'm administering the drugs, I'm administering the medication, I'm doing everything that medically that can be done. What can words do? In other words, you're reading for him, what can words do? How can words have an effect on this? So to teach this doctor a lesson, this person that was reading told him, you fool. Told him 2 words, you fool. Immediately the doctor got upset, all his patients were around, nurses were around, and this person is addressing me as you fool. He got really upset, enraged, his face became red, his veins became swollen, upset. So then he told the doctor very calmly, he said, doctor, such an effect 2 words had on you, and those were my words. You think, if you look at yourself, you've been so enraged, red, your veins have become inflamed, upset, almost on the verge of reacting. And I just said 2 words, and those were my words. You think if I take the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will have no effect on this patient? Immediately the doctor understood that if this man's words can have so much effect on me, obviously the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a much greater effect. So therefore we shouldn't lose hope in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is telling us that those people that are ignorant, just turn away from them, don't focus any attention on them. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.